And far worse, my brother was right beside me, watching me, demanding that I be myself, be just like him. And to be myself, to be his brother, to be who I was, I had to... What? My eyes turned, all by themselves, toward Deborah. "Yes," he said, and all the cold, happy fury of the dark passenger was in his voice now. "I knew you'd figure it out. This time, we do it together," he said. I shook my head, but not very convincingly. "I can't," I said. "You have to," he said. And we were both right. The feather touch on my shoulder again, almost matching the push from Harry that he could never understand, and yet seemed every bit as powerful as my brother's hand, as it lifted me to my feet and pushed me forward. One step. Two. Deborah's unblinking eyes were locked onto mine, but with that other presence behind me, I couldn't tell her that I was certainly not going to... "Together," he said. "One more time. Out with the old, in with the new. Onward, upward, inward." Another half step. Deborah's eyes were yelling at me, but he was beside me now, standing with me, and something gleamed in his hand. Two somethings. "One for all, both for one. Did you ever read The Three Musketeers?" He flipped one knife into the air. It arced up and into his left hand, and he held it out toward me. The weak, dim light grew on the flat of the blades he held up and burned into me, matched only by the gleam in Brian's eyes. "Come on, Dexter, little brother, take the knife." His teeth shone like knives. "Showtime." Deborah, in her tightly wrapped tape, made a thrashing sound. I looked up at her. There was frantic impatience in her eyes, and a growing madness, too. "Come on, Dexter. Was I really thinking of doing this to her? Cut her loose and let's go home. Okay, Dexter?" "Dexter. Hello, Dexter. It is you, isn't it?" And I didn't know. "Dexter," Brian said. "Of course I don't mean to influence your decision, but ever since I learned I had a brother just like me, this is all I could think about. And you feel the same. I can see it in your face." "Yes," I said, still not taking my eyes off Deb's very anxious face. "But does it have to be her?"